the challenge in the business world is once we get our education, the formal education, and get your bachelor's degree and maybe a graduate degree, then we think we've arrived and we stop that learning process. We believe we're going to take all that book smart and just apply it. Not saying it's not that is the basis from which you have to grow, but I would say you have to be open for constant learning, challenge the norm, because we're in an environment that literally how it looks today, in 6 months and another 12 months and another 18 months, it is going to look vastly different. And I would say that in any industry, not just my own. And you have to get comfortable with change. The days of sitting in one role, doing it the same way for 10, 15, 20 years are over. You have to evolve with each and every organization because it'll be a constant challenge. It's not easy, but we have to become, if you will, the professional athletes of our profession and constantly stay in front of that and stay focused on your activities, routines, and being able to execute. As I often see, you know, there can be great minds and great ideas and strategic thinkers, but if you can't take that and be able to create an executable model and be able to deliver the results, that strategy is for naught. As I say, execution will eat strategy for lunch every single day, and you have to be willing to fail, and that is the term of the day. Is many organizations, if you go out to California and the tech bubble in San Francisco, you know, they do things that, you know, they may have five ideas and four of them will fail, but the one that hits works out for them. We as an industry and we as leaders and we and those coming into the industry have to get more comfortable with trying new things and go and reaching outside the box. And I will tell you again, it's so refreshing because I think it's a very fast, innovative environment when you can encapsulate that on an ongoing basis.
What would you say are some of the most crucial skills required in order to implement an effective strategy?
I think it's the ability to ask the right questions from stakeholders and understanding what are we trying to solve for and is it in the best interests and how do we deliver it in a way that the average consumer wants it delivered to them, and what is that demographic? What are we trying to solve for? And having that openness. The challenge in any strategy is that when roadmaps are designed with boundaries, that the strategy has to be done no matter what, and it cannot be flexible. So I'd say probably the biggest critical ability for any person getting into our industry is that ability to be flexible, to be able to create change, but also be part of change, and be able to do it with a high level of energy, and tailor solutions to the needs of our clients. When you're client focused, a lot of things resolve themselves. So the traditional, if you will, political hierarchies have pretty much faded away. So no longer is it about, okay, who is the boss, but a matter of what are we trying to solve for? And everyone in the room, we need to continue to build upon those ideas. And if you were to remove all the rules, you know, for example, is one of the questions I often ask in some of our teams is just remove the rules for a day. And this is dreamland. Apply what you would apply. What is that solution? What does that look like? And how would you execute on it? Because many times we start with solutions that already put all the hurdles in place. Well, we can't do that because it's too expensive or regulations won't allow it. And it comes from a place of we can't. Start from a place of we can do this and then back into the hurdles to figure out how else can we get there, because if your ultimate desire is to treat the client and serve the client to the best of your ability, the answer will find itself. And that's what we've seen in many, many industries, you know, that have disrupted the marketplace on an ongoing basis. So I think the key is just to stay open, humble, but at the same time have courage to share ideas and have the courage and willingness to fail. Go for it.
What is the best advice, Mr. Hamilton, that you would be able to provide to the students who are currently studying international relations and affairs? However, to those students who are interested in perhaps pursuing a career in insurance as well, what would you advise these students to do?
Get your education. If you have the opportunity, work towards getting an internship with a respected organization to get a feel if this is what you want to be part of and how you and in what role you would like to be part of it. I'll say at RBC we have what we call our GLP, or Graduate Leaders Program, and it is a rotational program. And for many ex-military officers that a lot of times have finance degrees and MBAs, and they come in and they do rotations over the course of 2 years. Every 6 months they're put in one of our units, whether that's insurance, whether that's capital markets, whether that's treasury services, or whether that is in our personal banking. And they get a feel for what those industries are like, what those business units are like. And I would suggest that anyone pursue that avenue. The other part is, especially, and you talk about international relations, the relationship building and the networking. Go out of your way to meet the right people. Be very purposeful and go out and connect on an ongoing basis, whether that's for a coffee, whether that's for lunch. If you're in town and you know certain names and you want to meet those people, pick up the phone, contact either their assistant or them directly, and work on networking. Just networking on LinkedIn or Facebook or all the traditional social medias is not going to be the perfect way, but that is a start. But ultimately, if you can sit down with someone face-to-face, have a cup of coffee, break bread with them over lunch or dinner, it will give you avenues into industries and personalities and cultures and chemistry that you may not otherwise get a view at. And what I've noticed is people that I've mentored or have brought into the industry is given them, because I think very few people wake up in the morning going, oh, I want to be in insurance. Yet when they hear the story of how you make money, how we develop and how intricate our business model is, and then realizing it's part of everything we do on a daily basis, they start to understand, well, there is some differentiations there. And we are a constantly evolving model. So I would constantly suggest to people that they get out there and do that, meet the right people, connect with the right people, and network, and not just through social media, but face-to-face. And put themselves out there, and if they figure out exactly what they want to do, tell people that. Don't be humble about that. Tell them what you want to achieve and where you want to be. Even if it's broad, many people are going to ask, what do you want to do? And my suggestion to you is tell them what inspires you. What is the cultural aspects? What do you want to attain? And what are your dreams, hopes, and goals? And many times that'll start to guide you into the right sector of any business to say, you know what, this works, this doesn't work, and continue to drive forward.
Great. Mr. Hamilton, are there any final words you'd like to share with the listeners today?
Yeah, I think it's, well, thank you for your time, Magdalena. It's, I'm very passionate about our business. I've been very fortunate to see really globally such a variety of different companies and cultures and ways of doing business. And it's a very exciting time in the industry as a whole, and I'm referring to the financial industry as a broad category. But when we're looking for folks, and when folks are looking to do different things, you know, flexibility, the social responsibility that we carry on our shoulders on a day-to-day basis, and looking for great leaders with courage and the ability to embrace change. We want to embrace that and build from within. And if I can ever help, or if RBC, being focused on its vision and values and being socially responsible, if we can help you, more than happy to do that on an ongoing basis. But thank you very much for your time, Magdalena.
Thank you, Mr. Hamilton, very much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to speak with me today. I greatly appreciate all of the advice that you provided the youth listening today and the young professionals, along with the many people who are interested in obtaining more information about RBC along with the insurance that you guys provide. I encourage everyone to look into perhaps purchasing insurance, and then also to the youth who are listening. As you mentioned, November is a financial literacy month, so I encourage everyone to actively be involved in that as well. Thank you so much, Mr. Hamilton.
You're welcome.